Okay, then we move on to Newlyn, where we had an interview with Dave Hicks, a local fisherman. And again, we were talking at the harbour side, so there is a little bit of background noise, and again, apologies for that. Here in Newlyn, I'm talking to Dave Hicks, who was a fisherman until just a couple of years ago. But if I remember correctly, didn't you have something to do with that Canadian flag protest about 10, 15 years ago?
20 years ago.
Wow.
1995. And it was basically a protest against the Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And we just basically sided with the Canadians.
So what was the problem between the Canadians
Well,
and Spanish?
The Canadians had arrested a Spanish trawler for illegal fishing, which is no surprise there, and the European Commission wanted to bring sanctions against Canada. And they needed a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
John Major was sitting on the fence, and we thought, well, we'll give him a little push on our side. So we all flew the Canadian flag, and the whole British fleet did it as a protest against the EU. And the protest went on for months, and it was... It highlighted all the damaging aspects of the common fisheries policy because the media spotlight was on the Spanish and the French and everything else decimating our waters, and waters all over the world, not just in British waters, they're decimating African waters, and the European Commission has played a part in that and in buying up fish licenses so the Spanish trawlers can plunder waters down there as well as our waters here. And the common fisheries is not just an economic disaster for Britain's fishermen, it's an environmental disaster. And not just in Europe, it's spreading globally, where you've got plundering fish fleets or decimating fish stocks, and they're unregulated because they get away with blue murder. Over in Spain, they turn a blind eye to it. And the same in many other countries. Only in Britain do we have bureaucrats that will clamp down at the slightest infraction. If you have a few boxes of cod too many, they will hammer you and take you to court and fine you massive sums of money.
Okay, so what effect has the European Union's common fisheries policy had here in Newlyn?
Well, this place has gone from boomtown to gloomtown in 30 years.
Right.
This place used to be really big money. There was a lot of money being made here and other fishing ports throughout Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And that money is virtually vanished. Now people are struggling, they have to buy quotas, they're driven to bankruptcy by the bureaucracy. It is strangling the whole industry, and we have to get rid of this European nonsense and recover sovereignty of our waters so that it can be managed properly by the British government and to a certain degree by the fishing industry itself.
Right, so obviously better off out. We're campaigning to take Britain out of the European Union. We want people to vote leave at the referendum we're going to be having. Is that something you'd be supporting?
Most certainly, because what's happening to the fish industry, I said this on television 20 years ago, what is happening to the fish industry will happen to other industries throughout the country.
Yeah.
We are being strangled by this bureaucratic monster, and we cannot get away from it while we have a pro-European government in power. We have to recover our sovereignty, we have to leave the EU. We have to do this, otherwise we're just going to be a region, a semi-autonomous region of Europe.
And hopefully, everyone does vote to leave and we get out of the European Union. What would you want to see a newly independent British government doing for the fishing industry?
Well, some sensible legislation for starters, and more money in our pockets.
Well,
that's the be-all and end-all, which applies to so many industries, not just fish industry. It's more money in our pockets, more wages, better control of everything and sensible regulation, not the stupid nonsense we're getting from Brussels.
So we'd be able to have the fishing policy adapted for Britain and for British
fishermen? For Britain, for British fishermen, for the industry that goes with it. See, it's not just fishing industry, it's every other industry that goes with it. You've got chandlers, engineers, shipwrights, drivers, processors, factories. For every job at sea, there's four or five jobs that rely on those jobs.
Brilliant.
So we've got to have a healthy fishing industry, which, if we're free from the European nonsense, that industry could expand and double its production in a very short space of time. We could be talking about an industry worth billions of pounds, which means lots of more jobs around here where we need them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to recover it back up. I mean, this place is a ghost town compared to what it used to be.
Right.
It is a ghost town.
Well, hopefully if we vote to leave the European Union, good times will come back to Newlyn.
And Newlyn and every other fishing port in Britain. And
yes,
not just the fishing industry, It's the farmers, the engineers, the manufacturers, every industry will benefit. The only people that are in favour of the European Union is the big business who have the lobbying power with the Commission.
That's true.
Your small and medium businesses, whether it's fish or farming or any other industry, they are getting clobbered with regulation. Whereas the big business, they very friendly, they can work with the European Commission. So for 1% of the population to do well out of it, the other 99% is going to suffer. That's why we need the European Union.
Yeah, absolutely.